From Spark and Anvil and Jest Forge, this is Bend, in Chapter 1 of the Jest Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bend is a small fox tween, with warm russet and cream fur, and one ear that bends sharply to the side. Her left ear stands straight and tall. Her right ear has a clean kink, like a folded twig. That bent ear is her special mark, and a joke she carries everywhere. Her name is Bend, and her ear bends. Everyone gets it the moment they meet her. Bend teaches wordplay and puns. Two meanings, one word. Here's how a pun works, she says. You hear a sentence, and your brain builds one picture. Then, bam, the punchline shows you a second meaning, and your brain has to switch gears fast. That quick switch makes you laugh. Or groan. And Bend loves groans. The groan is the laugh, she insists. A groan means your brain got surprised, that the language did something clever. A groan is the success signal.
Bend grew up in a small village, in a family of foxes called the Letter Twisters, the ones who made the yearly harvest puzzle, a great village riddle where every single line had to hide a word with two meanings. It was the biggest event of the Harvest Festival. The whole village gathered, young and old, to scratch their heads and laugh and groan their way through it. But Bend also learned young that some folks sneered at wordplay. "That's just a pun," a passing traveler once said to her, rolling his eyes at the harvest puzzle. So groan-worthy. It stung. For a moment, Bend felt silly about the thing her whole village treasured. Then her grandmother set her straight. "Puns are the oldest jokes there are, little one," she said. "Shakespeare made puns. Homer made puns. Every people on earth put wordplay in their stories. Rolling your eyes at a pun isn't being clever. It's being a snob. This is craft." Bend never felt silly about a pun again. "The eye rollers just don't get it," she says now. "Wordplay is a real skill, and I'm proud of every groan I earn."
When Bend was 22, she walked to Jest Forge Academy. Quip, the head, asked her, "What is wordplay?" Bend answered at once, "Two meanings, one word. Your brain hears it one way, then the joke flips you to the other way. And that quick switch is the laugh, or the groan. The groan is the laugh. And people who roll their eyes are just being snobs. Puns are craft." Quip smiled. "You are in."
Every first day, Bend walks to the front, bent ear sticking out. "I am Bend. I teach wordplay and puns. The move is two meanings, one word. Watch." She fires off a quick pun. The whole room groans. She beams. "See? That groan is the laugh. The pun landed. Now here's how you do it." Then she teaches the steps. Find a word with two meanings. English is full of them. Bank, river or money. Bat, animal or hitting tool. Even Bend, a curve or to give in. Build a setup that makes people think of one meaning. Write a punchline that flips them to the other. Start with one twist, just one switch, before you try the fancy layered ones. And her favorite rule, love the groan. Thank people for it, because a groan means it worked. She also teaches homophones, words that sound alike. Eight, eight, flower, flower, night, night, which open up whole new ways to play. And she's careful about one line she never crosses. Her jokes never mock anyone's body or who they are. The only foible she jokes about is her own bent ear. "My puns are terrible," she'll cackle, winking, "and they're my craft. The louder the groan, the better the pun."
Sometimes a kid asks, a little shyly, "Is wordplay real comedy?" because their friends tease them for a dad joke. Bend always gives the same answer, warm and sure. "It's the oldest comedy there is. Shakespeare, Homer, your grandparents, all punsters. The groan is the laugh, so keep punning." Her bent ear caught the lamplight. Two meanings, one word. The room groaned, and Bend beamed, warm and proud all the way through,
because that groan meant she'd landed it. And best of all, she could see it working on the kids, that little flicker of bravery crossing their faces, each one deciding their own next pun was worth telling after all. That glow, a room full of groans, and a room full of kids no longer ashamed of their wordplay, was to Bend the very best sound in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bend. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.